From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle to liberate the city. They say they are fearful to venture out because Islamic State militants who have taken over the city have become more brutal and unpredictable in their behavior. The general running the coalition's ground campaign in Iraq is urging government forces not to rush into the city, but to put unrelenting pressure on the enemy until he breaks. Major General Gary Volesky spoke to reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday.
There was some villages where the people came out and showed where Daesh was, which was really encouraging for the Iraqi security forces, based on their information operations telling Daesh to leave.
The international charity Save the Children, meanwhile, says thousands of people have fled the Mosul area. The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce, in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russia's Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy says a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's 3 hours longer than originally planned. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are heading to their third debate late Wednesday. It will be the last time millions of Americans will have a chance to see the two candidates square off on a wide range of issues. Clinton will show up on the debate stage in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a growing lead in public opinion polls over Trump. In the unusually contentious campaign, both candidates have declared each other to be unfit to be president. This is VOA News.